Heavenly Father, please grant me the peace, the serenity, the grace that I need to step into this day. Be with me now and forevermore. In your Son, Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We are stepping into a new book of the Bible, the book of Galatians. The book of Galatians is written by Paul. So today we're going to start with chapter 1. Verse 3 says, "Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen." The key part of that verse that I want to hone in on is grace and peace to you from God. God gives us grace. What does grace mean? It means unmerited favor. And what does favor mean? Favor is when things happen and you're like, that doesn't seem right. Favor is literally the greatest testament of favor is in the book of Esther, where we see how she walked through all the things that she endured. She had favor with God because doors opened up for her. People were moved out of her way. Things happened as they should because of she had favor. So our gifts from God are grace, unmerited favor. So if God is giving us grace, we should give ourselves grace. We should realize that we're not perfect. We don't do everything right. However, God is giving us grace, and we should give ourselves grace. And along with that comes peace. God is saying, peace. I want to give you peace. It's a sense of well-being, a sense of being just at ease. Ask for peace in your life. Realize that God is giving you peace. Just because you love him, just because you have given your life to him. Moving through this first chapter, what Paul shares with us is how he was once Jewish, and once he found God, he relinquished Judaism and he moved over into serving God. And not only did he serve him, he preached the gospel. He shared the good news with those around him. And he talks about how easily people sway, how easy it is for us as Christians to hear someone telling us something and listen to them and start thinking, okay, maybe that's right. Maybe what I believe isn't right. But he literally says in verse 10, "Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of God." That's a lot. We hear about these things in a worldly view, but as I often say, when you hear something that the world tells you, cross-reference it with what the Bible tells you. So, winning the approval of people, of human beings, this is something that causes us to become depressed, become anxious, because we're so focused on what other people think about us, how other people see us, how they perceive us. And the only approval that we need is of God. People pleasing is something that is so, so hard for so many people. As a recovering people pleaser myself, I understand how difficult this can be, because as a people pleaser, what you do is you are focused on making everyone else happy. You are focused on everyone else's needs. And what happens is you pour and you pour and you pour and you do and you do and you do. And then when it's time for you to receive reciprocation or love or help, there's no one else. There's no one to please you. There's no one pouring into you. So this text says, if I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. If I were still trying to run after people to make them happy, to make them comfortable, to make them money, to make them anything, then I would not be serving God. I would not be serving Christ. So those of you who suffer with people pleasing as I have in the past, I want you to remember, that if you are so focused on somebody else's happiness, if you are so focused on making somebody else feel comfortable and okay, you're not walking alongside what God wants you to do. He wants you to please Him. And what does it mean to please Him? He wants you to extend yourself grace, extend yourself peace, and remind you that you don't have to work for His approval. You don't have to work for His grace, His favor, His love. He gives it to you freely. So give it to yourself freely and remove the people in your life that are making you chase after them. Work for their love, for their grace, for their peace.